My name is Yvonne Carson, and I'd like to talk to you today about prepare for the battle, taking back your possession, your position, and your power. And our scripture verses that we'll be teaching from is Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. I'm going to read the New Living Translation. And finally, Ephesians chapter 6 through 12. This is the season where God is calling us to come up higher, to come into everything that He has for us. We can no longer sit by and allow the enemy to continue to kill, steal, and destroy. We must take up our power and authority to overthrow and to tear down His kingdom. Let me read Jeremiah 1 and 10. And it reads like this: Today I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow. Others you must build up and plant. And let me read 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. And I want to just say something about strongholds. Wherever there's a stronghold, we should realize there's an evil influence behind it. And what this verse is basically talking about, the strongholds and of human reasoning and false arguments, these are mindsets. And this is where the real battle is with the enemy, the devil, and his demon spirits. The real battle takes place in the landfill of your mind, where strongholds and mindsets reside. Let me define the word mindset. The term mindset is a compound word that defines a mind that is set or closed to anything contrary to what it believes. In a way, it's a way of thinking that has developed over years based on what a person has been taught, experienced, or observed from their surroundings. It's very interesting to know that mindsets can be passed down from generation to generation through practices, rituals, beliefs, and other things that affect our society. And this is what the enemy wants to do. He influences us through our thoughts. And we develop these wrong mindsets, these wrong thoughts, and we pass these things down to our children. And just like God is a generational God, the devil is a generational devil. And he wants to keep us down by passing wrong things on to our families. So that's why it's important, you know, God says in the book of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, for us not to be conformed to this world. But we must be renewed in our minds. And the only way that we can be renewed is through the living word of God. We must know the word of God and speak the word of God and live the word of God. We have to remember that Satan's main attack is against the believer's mind, where our thoughts, speculations, and imaginations take place, people. This is why it becomes the battleground for spiritual warfare and the birthplace of all confusion and wickedness. Through deceit, that's Satan's one of his biggest tools, through deceit, Satan fills man's heart with evil, and then he uses it as a powerful weapon to prevent or destroy God's work being done. We can't do this. We cannot allow this to continue. It is time to put on our battle clothes, our war clothes. What is our warfare clothes? Well, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and 12, matter of fact, let me back up through Ephesians 10, Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 12 gives us the whole synopsis of the whole thing. Let me read, start at verse 10. And I'm going to read this in the Message Bible because it is so potent. I mean, it gives you such a clear picture of what we're dealing with. And that about wraps it up. God is strong and he wants you strong. So take everything the master has set out for you. Well-made weapons of the best materials. Hallelujah. And put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. Hallelujah. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and his angels. This is the Message Bible. I mean, it is clear we are in a serious war, and it's a life or death fight to the end. And so this scripture lets us know that our battle is not with people. It's not with your husband or wife. It's not with your children. It's not with your boss. It's not with your co-workers. It's with unseen forces, demon spirits. That's what we're dealing with. Demon spirits who are responsible for influencing the behavior of people and even nations. Even nations. This is serious business. And, you know, if we're going to be prepared for the battle, to take back our possession, our position, and our power, we need to know who the enemy is. And in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, if you read on, it tells us who the enemy is. These evil spirits called principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, and spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And we also, you know, in order to get prepared for battle, you have to put on your full armor. What is the armor? Again, read the book of Ephesians chapter 6. And these weapons, the clothing that we need to clothe ourselves in for the warfare is truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, and prayer and supplication. You know, we need to know what the devil is after. First of all, he wants to steal your faith. And he wants to put you in fear and doubt. He wants you to doubt God's word is true for you. The battle is on, people. The battle is on. And we have to be fully clothed in our armor. And the Bible clearly says, in 2 Corinthians, as I read before, verses chapter 10, 3 through 5, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I mean, we don't wrestle. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And the devil, you know, the Lord revealed to me three things that he wants to do. And of course, I mean, there are probably thousands of things he wants to do, but I think, you know, the Lord revealed to me that these are three things that he wants to do. He wants to keep you from the things God has promised to you. He wants to move you out of your divine position in the body of Christ. And he wants to deceive you into thinking that you are hopeless, or another word for hopeless is powerless to change your situation. But the devil is a liar. And if he can get you, if he can keep you there, keep you where you are and make you believe that you can't change your situation, then he has the ability to steal your possessions, to steal your position and your power, because you have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are a new creation, recreated, regenerated. You now have the genes of God himself. The blood of Jesus flows through your veins. Don't you dare allow the devil to continually steal, kill, and destroy your family, your seed, your descendants. God says we have power. He has given us power over the enemy. Luke 10:19 says he's given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. So we have to take God at his word. You know, as I said before, the devil wants to keep us from the things God has promised us. But out of ignorance, we allow the enemy to steal it from us. He wants to get you out of your divine position in Christ, which moves you out of his divine plan, will, and purpose for your life. Your life will then lack purpose, vision, and direction from the Holy Spirit. Without the heavenly vision or blueprint or the roadmap from God, the devil knows you will perish, and the hidden treasures God has placed inside you will never manifest in the earth. You will never touch the lives that God has ordained just for you to reach. So you can't allow it to happen. The devil deceives us into thinking that we are hopeless. We are powerless to change our situations and circumstances, but that's not true. You know, if he can get us to feel that hopelessness or that powerlessness, that leads us to distraction, causing us to become inactive. Powerlessness or hopelessness makes you feel like a victim, that things just happen to you, that you can do nothing about it. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You are a victor, not a victim. Inaction is the devil's workshop, where he is allowed to move in your life easily and effortlessly and oppress you. He keeps you weighed down with your problems and make you think that you're unable to rise up as the eagle that God has created you to be. God wants so much more for you. So I'm telling you now, my brothers and my sisters, it is time to prepare for the battle. Take back your possession, your position, and your power from the enemy in 2010 and beyond. Remember, faith without works is dead. Dead faith never produces anything, overcome anything, or defeat anything. It is time to become doers of the word of God and not merely hearers only or readers only. Because when you think that, you are deceiving yourself. It is time for you to get revelation from God about who you really are in Christ and your position in the kingdom, the power you possess through Jesus Christ as a child of the Most High God. Determined to live your life as an original, uniquely created and designed for greatness, made by the Master Creator himself, God Almighty. Do not live your life as a cheap copy of someone else that the devil has designed for you. His plan is to kill, steal, and destroy you. But God's plan is to prosper you and not to harm you. God's plan is to give you hope and a future. Hallelujah. God tells us to choose. And in our choosing, to choose life and blessing instead of cursing and death. You are guaranteed to succeed in every area of your life if you become, do, and obtain all that God has ordained for your life, because his grace and his anointing is inside you. You are guaranteed to fail, however, whenever you choose to do, become, and seek after things that God never intended for your life. Without God's anointing, you are acting in your flesh. And that will always make your life more difficult and open doors to all types of attacks from the enemy, making you a casualty of war. Well, I hope this has been an enlightening session for you today. I have enjoyed bringing this teaching to you. Just remember who you are and whose you are. Remember that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. So I admonish you today to prepare for the battle. Take back your possession, your position, and your power, and go forth into the things that God has called you to do. And I just want to say a prayer for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, and I thank you for this day. I thank you for those who have listened to this taping, oh God. I pray that those seed of this living word, your word, will take deep root in their hearts and produce a mighty harvest for your glory. God, I pray that you strengthen them and give them divine revelation to know who they are in Christ and all that you have for them, God. Give them strategies, oh God, against the enemy, to go into enemy territory fully clothed in the full armor of God, to take back their position, their possession, and their power, Father God, in Jesus' name. Be it unto them, O God, even according to thy word. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this teaching and study those scriptures and pray those scriptures over yourself. Decree and declare them over yourself. Again, I want to say thank you. And again, my name is Yvonne Carson, and I am the CEO and founder of Woman to Woman Empowerment Academy. And you can find me on womenbreakingfree.ning.com. That's womenbreakingfree.ning.com. And you be blessed until our next time. Bye-bye now.